Welcome to a brand new episode of The Rock and Wrestling Podcast. My name is Tyler Black. It is sometime in November. I am joined, as always, by the King of Wrong Style, Jimsuke Nigamura.
What's up, T-Bird?
What's crack-a-lackin', Jim? We haven't done a show since we did a show together live in person.
I know, Pod Slam, we haven't done a show, and that was at the fucking end of September. It's insane to think about.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of months.
Yeah.
Me and Jim are slaves to the white man's system, just having a hard time trying to get them schedules meeting up. Like, yo, we're going to do the show, right? And you're like, yeah, and then I'm like, I got to go to sleep.
Right, yeah, and then like weekends, I don't get up, like, at least this last weekend, I didn't get out of there until like fucking 11:10 or 11:15, didn't get home till like 11:45, almost midnight. So.
And then like when I had time and shit, it was like there was nothing good going on in wrestling. Like there's no good shit going on.
I've just been skipping Raw on Monday night and just wait until the next day to watch it. But
WWE has this thing where they give up when football happens, which I really hate because it's like. Yeah. Why put on a crappy show for the people that aren't watching instead of putting on a good-ass show for the people that are watching?
Yeah. And fucking paid money to go to an arena to fucking watch your asses.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Like, oh, football's on, so what the fuck does it matter? Fuck football.
Yeah, fuck football. Just fucking focus on your shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Didn't work out for me. I'm excited to see. Did you hear they're doing a 30 for 30 about the XFL?
Yeah. You broke up for a minute, but yeah. 30 for 30 on XFL.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty extreme. Awesome. The X is for extreme. I remember watching that first game and like every commercial, it was like Undertaker came up and like talked about how hard he got to be to play football or some shit. And Austin came up and I think Triple H and probably Kurt Angle or something, but like it was right before it was like, okay, we're going to take a commercial break. And then they play this thing and then they go to actual commercials.
A bumper, if you will, as we say in the TV world.
Yeah. Like I enjoyed it. I don't know. Like I don't understand why most football people didn't like it because it was football in the off season. I thought it would, like when I found out about that, I was just like, oh, then fucking people who really love football are going to really like this. And then, boy, did they not. They did not care for it because they had to like they had the thing instead of a kickoff. It was like they like chased down the ball like it was fucking dodgeball. And they like run out. They put the ball in the middle of the field and like two players on the opposite side would like run for it and try to grab it. Like that was the kickoff.
They did a hockey like, face-off.
Kind of, sort of. But it was like from like opposite ends of the field and they would run to the ball. Like they're racing each other to get the ball, to get possession of the ball. And so, like, yeah, so they did that.
They had a black football, which is way cooler, so.
Yeah. They had black football. They had, like, people who had nicknames could put their nicknames on their jerseys.
Now like, the fucking NBA does that.
Yeah, the fucking dude, there was a dude called He Hate Me.
Yeah, everybody that's what it He said. Hate that's Me. That was what it was all about. That was the biggest thing the XFL. He was the Rock of the XFL. Mm-hmm. Was He Hate Me. Time.
So I think he went on to the NFL after that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who he played for, but I remember he went.
But he didn't have He Hate Me on his jersey, so.
So nobody knew him. Nobody knew who he was. Nobody gave him any camera time. Throw any promos out there. Like, try to fucking get a little heat. But that's okay. I'm sure He Hate Me is somewhere good now. We hear
you know they got to interview He Hate Me for the 30 for 30.
Oh, that, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100% they're going to. Yeah. He was their fucking, like, Peyton
His
Manning.
His name was Rod Smart. Oh, my phone is making noise. But if you search He Hate Me, let's see. Play for a running back.
Sounds like
the Las Vegas Outlaws. Known by the nickname He Hate Me. Yeah, okay. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles. Him and Marky Mark.
Okay. Yeah, Marky Mark. Invincible. I was just about to say, I don't know if it's just like a shadow or the resolution of Skype, but you're fucking, your facial hair is fucking coming in pretty good.
Oh yeah, that's my beard of sorrow. Look at that shit.
Yeah, it's cool, dude. It's rocking it, man.
This is about as thick as it'll get, though. This the goatee part. I don't know when the last time I shaved that. I shaved like the sides not too long ago, but it doesn't get manly or thick.
Just go try and do a fucking Neidhart thing. Black Jim Neidhart.
It won't grow in. Trust me, it does not grow long. It's like my hair. My hair doesn't grow long.
Right. I don't know, man. Like it seems like thicker than the last time when I was there in Chicago.
Mm.
I don't know.
I actually don't think I've had a haircut since Riot Fest was the last time I got a haircut.
Yeah. But. You know what I was thinking? When I came home, like, I was on my way home on the train after I left Chicago, and it fucking dawned on me, you never took me to the Squared Circle.
I didn't have time to go to Squared Circle.
I completely forgot about it. Like,
I thought about that too. Recently,
that was like one thing that I really wanted to at least like check out or whatever. Yeah, if we could have, and it just completely escaped my mind when I was there. And then I'm on my way back home, and it's just like, motherfucker, like, god damn it, I really wanted to see that.
I took you to Port Hills, which is way more delicious than Square Circles.
My god, dude, like, I'll keep that picture of that sandwich on my phone forever. At least until I have another one, because god damn that fucking sandwich. We didn't really talk much about my Chicago trip, because we haven't had a show. Fucking...
Jim, you came to Chicago recently. We recorded an award-winning podcast. The best of Pod Slam.
I still haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it that I'm just like, I remember it. Like, I'm having like non-flashbacks in my head, and I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to go back.
It's really funny. Go back and listen to it.
Was it fun? Did it turn out funny? Hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I know. Because I mean, you and I both, like, we couldn't think of anything other to do.
It was still really, really fucking funny.
It was okay. Well, that's good.
If I can suck my own dick right now, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Because
this show is for future Tyler and anyone who happens to stumble upon it and listen to it. Yeah. And future Tyler enjoyed it, which is now past Tyler at this point, which is weird. It's like this time paradox, Barry Allen. He loved that shit.
I'm lying again.
Yeah.
Fucking leave it the fuck alone. Stop. Stop fucking with time. Cut it out. No, but fuck it, dude. I had a fucking killer fucking time. Like, I know we didn't get to
now
do
you've
like
had time to reflect on it. It's been a couple of months, so you can put on those rose-colored glasses, look back on your Chicago trip. What did you think overall, Chicago trip experience, Big Jim, go?
It was fucking great. I really fucking enjoyed it. It was a big thing for me to fucking, like, hop a train and go somewhere by myself. I don't normally do it, you know, because I don't, other than you, I think, I don't know a whole lot of people outside of, like, you know, my general Kansas City area. But, got there, like, people were cool. Like, people were super cool out there. Like, nobody was a dick. Like, it wasn't a fucking Mad Max situation like my fucking dad would have had me fucking believe, but... Like, I got off the train, nobody fucking immediately stabbed me, so that's always a good sign.
For the first time?
You what?
I said you saw Amish people for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've seen those people before.
I know, I'm just kidding. Saturday, they're always out there selling their bananas and shit.
I think those are Mennonites.
Oh, okay.
They're the bad boys of the Amish community. That's what I always thought of, because I remember when we were living in Liberty, that was like the first time I'd ever seen them. I went to that Quick Trip that was right next to the house,
mm-hmm.
and I park, and then just as I park, a van pulls up full of these guys, They all are like Amish dudes. They all have the beards and the slacks and the suspenders and everything. But they're all like Amish people that would be on the front of an Abercrombie and Fitch catalog.
So sexy Amish.
Sexy Amish people, yeah. But they were like fucking like they had their like their shirts were like buttoned halfway down so you could see fucking chest, you know, blasting bare chest and shit. And fucking like they were like wearing their hats with a little fucking, you know, cocking it in them, you know, like cocking to the side and everything.
They were on a Rumspringa, that's what it was.
But that's what ever since then I saw like, okay, Mennonites are like the fucking, they're the bad boys of the Amish community because they like, they use trains and fucking electricity and like they eat Pringles and shit. So, but
well, they can ride trains. Amish can ride trains. They just can't drive them. They can't drive. They can ride in cars and shit.
They can ride. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking that seafood place we went to that was across the street from the theater.
Mm-hmm.
That place was fantastic. Goddamn if I can't remember the name of it. I know we said it on Snappies, that's right. Shout out to Snappies in Chicago, Illinois. You are some fine ass fucking seafood. Let's see. I wish I had just downloaded movies on my phone to watch because I didn't think about it because I've got unlimited data. So I was like, wouldn't even think about it. We were going to be out like riding the rails in the fucking sticks and where internet just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't watch or do a whole hell of a lot on the ride there. And well, now, what did I do on the ride there? I watched a little bit of something I did a bunch of shit. Just mostly stared out the window because I was just kind of cool. I'll tell you what, man. I don't, like, I wasn't expecting, like, I thought we were going to have stops, but what I wasn't expecting was old timey, like, old West train stations. Like where it's like just a wooden platform and like a shack.
Yeah, that's on the pretty edge much of a lot of the train stations that aren't in big cities.
Yeah, like I don't know, I guess I never really thought about it, I guess, and just kind of figured those things were rendered obsolete.
They pretty much are. They're just there as markers to show, hey, this is what a train station is, but nobody works here.
Right. Yeah.
They may have a kiosk nowadays, like where you can buy your ticket. And that's about it.
Oh, right on. Okay, right on. So yeah, that was cool. That was kind of cool to see like old functioning train stations and shit. That was kind of sweet. Like in towns that might as well be Tracy. Like that's what's crazy about it to me.
La Plata, like, Missouri and shit, and Fort Madison,
yeah, I was like,
Iowa.
Fucking train. Yeah, why don't we have a train rolling by here? Then I wouldn't have to go all the way to Kansas City. But our place is pretty nice, so like I'm fine with going there.
You like, see some sights from movies and shit. We got to see where Batman flipped the truck. Man.
Yes, we got to see all Batman movie stuff. I got to see the fucking Married with Children fountain, and I got the dopest fucking picture of it from the Uber car.
Yeah.
Going into the city. Like, I got it when I looked at that picture. It's like the exact same angle that it appears on the title credit for Married with Children.
On the show, it's facing north, slightly northwest. You got it, but directly it's like, east, facing the lake, because you can see some buildings in the background of the on the show.
You're right. It's like kind of like off. It's off center, but it's like to the left. I think I got mine just a little bit to the right, but it's still like, I mean, it's still like the same basic like frame up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's
a good looking picture. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the background of my Facebook. So,
we didn't see Kelly Bundy though. She was not there.
God, no, man. I'd fucking
Jim wouldn't have come home.
There's a chick I'm friends with on Facebook that's like fucking like super fucking metal punk rocked out. mm-hmm. and like looks exactly like fucking Kelly Bundy.
Yeah.
And every time I see her on Facebook, I'm like, sweet baby Jesus.
So, Jim, the Flash came back this year.
Oh, boy. Fucking did he. He was just about to come back, like, I think the week after I was in Chicago. Week or two after.
A couple weeks, yeah.
But yeah.
The Flash is back and in full effect. How you been liking the season so far? We're like six episodes in.
It's been pretty great. It's been pretty great. In the last episode of last week, abruptly, it just left you wanting more.
What is
like
that?
Because they were, it just kind of ended abruptly to like where it's gonna pick up right where it left off next week with fucking Wally getting his Earth 2 kid Flash powers.
Dude. Wally West, my nigga.
Yeah, you got your Mirror Master this season.
Hell yeah, he wasn't wearing his costume though.
He wasn't wearing his costume, but that was kind of cool that it was him in the top, and they made the top chick, and he was his girl. That was kind of cool. Who else have they had this season as far as villains go?
Who was the one we just had? It was like the Smog or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's like Smog or something. And then there's the Rival.
Yeah, Rival from
the Revival.
Say yeah.
I listened to that on my way into work this morning.
That song is always playing on 2K17.
Yeah, this is a great song.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Rival, the Top, Mirror Master. Haven't got back to Grodd yet, but yeah. I like how fucking hipster, goddamn
H. Wells.
Yeah. Hipster Wells is like fucking, we got a city of gorillas. Like, oh yeah, we got talking gorillas on my earth. Oh, we got a lot of them. I was just like, yes, let's go to your earth. Why are we on this earth? Let's go to your earth.
And your earth fucking, shit happening. You got Mirror Masters and Grodds.
Like, I almost wish the fucking... I almost wish the four-part crossover wasn't those alien invaders that's coming. I wish it was Gorilla City.
The four-part crossover is going to be awesome, though. Who are the aliens? Who do you think the aliens are?
They already said what the aliens, who they were. They've already said who they were. You have to look it up.
Is it like Starro or is it the fucking Reach?
No, it's not Starro. It's like nobody, no alien race I've really heard of. Like, it's not Thanagarians or anything like that. But it's taking it from a storyline from the 80s
mm-hmm.
called Invasion or something like that.
Is it the Skrull?
Yes, the Skrulls. The Skrulls and the Shi'ar.
Are we going to get the fucking Gladiator?
Yeah, Gladiator. I'm Gladiator too. Oh shit. Goddamn. Every time something comes up that Barry, like, I just want to slap him. Sometimes.
Every time.
Especially in like that second. Every time like. Something comes up that's fucked up with Earth that he fucked up by going back in time and saving his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to slap him, especially in that second episode when he tries to fucking go back and do it again. It's like, dude, fucking stop. You've got to stop this. What the fuck are you doing? Jesus fucking Christ, man. Like, thank God, like, Jay Garrick basically did that. Fucking just, like, snatched his fucking ass out of the timeline, out of the time stream. Just like, hey. You fucking dope. What are you doing?
Quit fucking with shit.
Quit fucking with time. Like, and you know, like watching this, you know, going back in time and saving his mom and all this shit. And, you know, I lost my mom at a young age and I keep thinking, you know, like, oh, if you could go back in time and say, no, I wouldn't. Like, things have been set in motion already. Like, going back and changes and, like, who knows what the fuck I'll come back to, you know? It's like, yeah, I'll have my mom, but the fucking Atlantis will be at war with fucking Amazons. So no, I definitely wouldn't. Same thing, like, you know, people like ask, like, oh, would you go back in time and kill Hitler? No. No.
We wouldn't have the UN.
Yeah, like, shit has already been set in motion. You can't go back and change it. And if you do, you're going to fuck something up, like, really bad.
There probably would have never been a Cold War, which means that a lot of fucked up shit wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be punk rock. Punk rock wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Cold War.
Yeah. Fucking Batman's dad would have survived and his son would have died.
So pro wrestling, Jim. It's been really slow, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not a lot has been going on, but we just had a big weekend of wrestling that just transpired.
I haven't even finished the last New Japan yet.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about New Japan. New Japan's awesome. You still need to watch Shibata, Kyle O'Reilly, because that was the best fucking match I've ever seen this year.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Did you watch it?
Yes. No, I haven't. Oh. I haven't watched it. What was the last match I watched? I want to say it was Bushi and Kushida.
That was good.
But it was a good match. It was a really good match. Maybe it was... The fucking,
did you watch the 8-man on that show? The Elite versus Chaos?
No, I haven't seen that yet, no. But no, I did watch...
We're already in the tag league, and Billy Gunn is doing things in New Japan right now, so...
Are you serious?
He's Yoshitatsu's partner in the tag league.
No shit!
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome. That is fucking great. And then I wonder... And then I hope he fucking turns on... Yoshitatsu joins the Bullet Club, just like Bone Soldier did. Oh, man.
That would suck. Yoshitatsu would have no friends. He'd be Sting. He would be Sting in the 90s.
Go Captain New Japan for fucking dropping that stupid fucking name and fucking wearing a fucking skull mask. Like, props to him, because the skull mask is cool as shit.
It still doesn't make him a better wrestler, but yeah.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, he looks better. He looks better, and he's got a better name. So,
you are feeling the Captain New Japan?
I know. Fuck no, I wasn't. Just like I don't feel evil. I hate that fucking name, man. Like, it doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter that he's got a fucking like giant fucking scythe and like laser fingers, like. Give that shit to Naito, okay? Because you're not cool enough to have it.
That shit's metal as fuck, though.
It is, dude. Like, I wish, like I said, like I wish Naito would have it. Like, how badass that'd be. Naito in that fucking, like, red fucking, that red mask and that white suit with fucking, like, red and white laser fingers as he's walking out. I mean, it wouldn't make him much of a heel, but goddamn, would it be fucking cool.
We're making a slow crawl to the Tokyo Dome in about a month, a month and a couple of weeks, like a month and a week, actually. We'll be...
Is Makabe and Honma in the tag league?
I'm sure they are. Let me take a look, because I just had this open.
I didn't even know when they started it, or...
It always starts in November. It's like after the last big show, which I can't... Whatever show you're watching...
Fucking Roppongi Vice versus ACH and the guy he was tagging with.
I can't even remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
I can't remember, but that match was fucking badass. And there was like a lot riding on it because fucking Rocky had like lost like a couple other matches and Trent was getting pissed at him. And I didn't like that.
Let's see. The G1 Tag League, Block A, we got War Machine, Hanson, and Rowe. We got Tim Cozy, Kojima and Tenzan. Someone named Brian Baker and Leland Race. I don't know who they are. Brian Breaker, I'm sorry. Not Brian Baker from Bad Religion. Rush from CMLL and Naito representing Los Ingobernables.
They are bone.
Well, this is just regular Los Ingobernables. We got Rush in there. Yeah. Hangman Page and Yujiro. Guerrillas of Destiny. Let's see, Nakanishi and someone named Hinare. He must be a young boy. because he doesn't have Wikipedia. Okay. Tanahashi and Juice. And in the
I saw that. I'm like, why not Tanahashi and Elgin? Or wait,
Elgin has a broken eye hole.
Oh, I remember hearing that. Never mind. Yep. Yeah. But you think Tanahashi could find a better partner?
That's his young boy. He's always in the tags with them, so.
That's his young boy? Okay.
Especially since Captain New Japan's in the Bullet Club now.
Yeah,
let's see, in the B block we got Billy Gunn and Yoshitatsu, Evil and Sonata, Goto and Ishii, Makabe Honma, Fale and Bone Soldier, Chase Owens, your favorite wrestler, and Kenny Omega.
Chase Owens and Kenny Omega.
Yeah. They were tag partners in the junior tag league last year, so it only makes sense.
I would have put fucking Chase Owens with Bone Soldier and put Kenny Omega with Fale.
Well, they were tag partners in the junior league. Now they're upgraded to heavyweight, so they're tag partners again.
Okay.
Shibata and Nagata, which sounds like an awesome team. And Okada and Yoshihashi. Okada, the shittiest member of fucking Chaos.
Okada and who?
Yoshihashi.
Oh, Yoshihashi. Fucking loose explosion.
That's probably what that means.
On the ass of his pants. It just sounds like diarrhea. Like, it's just.
I had that loose explosion after the Taco Bell last night.
Man, just loose explosions everywhere. I walked into the bathroom at work this morning. Somebody had a fucking loose explosion.
Oh, that Ludafisk.
The fucking Ludafisk. I ate the Ludafisk.
Find the smelly man.
You don't like being called smelly, do you, boy?
NXT TakeOver Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Still my fucking heart, dude. God damn, like, consistently. Every big pay-per-view where fucking TakeOver coincides with fucking Survivor Series or Royal Rumble or whatever, they fucking blow them out of the water. Like, every single time.
I don't know if it was blown out of the water. I don't know.
Ty Dillinger, fucking Bobby Roode.
I thought that match did not need to be fucking 15 minutes long.
Maybe not 15 minutes, no, but
this
it's
16:28.
This was a good match.
10 tops. I thought it was okay. I thought it was fine. Bobby Roode beat Ty Dillinger. We had the Arthurs of Pain. I like to imagine them wearing like yellow sweaters with like fucking barriers and calling them the Arthurs of Pain. That would be a much better gimmick, in my opinion.
Would it, though?
It would. Think about it. I'm going to Photoshop that, and I'll show you. The Arches of Pain. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Stay tuned for that.
Against TM61 in the finals of the Dusty Classic. What did you think of this match?
It was fucking pretty awesome. Like, they fucking Nick Miller climbing that fucking...
It was Shane scaffold. Taylor.
Yeah.
Or you got to remember, Shane Taylor's the good one. Nick Miller's just kind of there. Think about it. Search your feelings, Jimmy. You know it to be true.
A little bit, yeah. But they have good work ethic. Like, they both fucking work like great together. I thought they were gonna.
I kind of feel bad for Shane Taylor or Shane Thorne, whatever the fuck his name is. He's the only person to ever keep the name Shane in WWE. The only person ever. Shane Helms had to change his name. Shane Douglas had to change his name. No one's allowed to be Shane, but somehow he only had to change his last name.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just flying under the radar against Vince right now. And Shane, if Shane is like fucking pissed. Or maybe Shane's just like, yeah, I don't care. Like, there's about a million Shanes in the world. Use it. What do I care? You know?
No, Vince cares. I don't think he knows.
No, I'm talking about Shane.
Oh, okay.
Like, maybe they ask Shane, and it's just like, Shane's just like, I don't give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why.
All the other Shanes said the same thing, like, hey, there's a million Shanes, why do I have to change my name? And, like, there's two Chris's, there's Chris Benoit and Chris Jericho. And Vince's like, there's no Chris McMahon, is there? So,
Well,
no one's allowed to be Shane. No one's allowed to be Shane, and no one's allowed to be Junior either.
Yeah.
Because Vince hates being called Vince Junior. So, like, Dory Funk Jr. was Hoss Funk.
So everybody has to fucking hate having Junior at the end of their name?
Yep.
Vince
just hates hearing it.
That fucking guy has, like, the weirdest fucking hang-ups.
He does. It's so weird. Human
being on the planet, man. Oh, I don't like being called Junior, so you're not going to be called Junior. Don't. No. I don't like it. Like, God damn. Like, will somebody give this guy a fucking bottle and put his ass to bed? Like, because...
Linda needs to suck his dick for real. I'm sure she never gave him one blowjob. She seemed way too frigid to be putting dicks in her mouth.
No, after they had fucking Shane and Stephanie, like, the sex ended.
Shit.
Had to do good. Good.
So, the Archers of Pain, they won this match.
Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is the chain dropped. Once the chain dropped and he picked it up and fucking Shane hit it out of his hand, I assumed that the fucking TM61 were winning, because that's usually the way it works when you drop the gimmick.
Yeah.
If you don't hit the babyface with the gimmick, then the babyface is going over.
Yeah.
But no, they just hit their move and that was it.
Yeah. I did like how when he blocked, like, he swung on him with the chain. He blocked it, knocked it out of his hand, went right into the crowd.
Yeah.
Right into the front row. I'm like, ooh, somebody got hit with a chain. I liked it. I thought it was a good... It was awesome. I think I'm mainly just, like, thinking overall that goddamn 2 out of 3 falls match. Dude, I watched that this morning before I went to work. My day... instantly was better. Like, I was screaming at the top of my fucking lungs at the TV. Like, fucking, dude, I fucking lost my shit, man.
Did you go hard that all day and all night?
All day, all night. Or all day, or day. Dude. I'm still thinking about it. I'm just like, God damn, like, how can fucking human beings be that fucking good at what they do? Jesus Christ.
So we had the Revival defending the tag titles against Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. I refuse to use their fucking tag team name. It's so stupid. Hashtag DIY. It's a terrible name.
It's weird because it's do-it-yourself, and Corey Graves brought this up, and I never really thought about it. It was just like, do-it-yourself, but there's 2 of them.
Yeah. It's a stupid name. I hate it. They really should have thought about this a lot longer. I'm all about DIY ethics and punk rock, but hey, come on. You are a tag team. You can be the Tommy John surgery, if anything. That would be a much more creative name, because one is Tommy and one is John. So, fucking Tommy John surgery.
Better than evil.
He's Japanese. That sounds cool in Japan.
I give that motherfucker no props. So,
it's like Jado from Jado Gato. Do you know what Jado means?
What's
that? Essentially evil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's evil ways, I believe it means. It translates. But yeah, but the fact that it's a Japanese name, it sounds like a cool Japanese name. Think of it in the inverse. His name is just evil. People are like, oh, that's a cool name. What does that even mean? And they're like, oh, it just means this. Like, okay. So it's not for us. Some stuff in Japan just is not for us.
But names aside, that match was fucking goddamn perfection, dude.
It was pretty good.
I fucking loved it. I love the finish. Like, both of them, like, fucking grabbing each other's hands, trying to keep each other from fucking tapping, and I thought that was the greatest thing ever. Those guys, dude, like, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder, man. Like, those are the dudes. Those are fucking for real top guys. Those are that's not just a gimmick, man. They're fucking top guys. And I cannot fucking wait. I hope to God they get a SmackDown.
I just kind of wish they go to SmackDown and they feud with Breezing Fandango. And Breezing Fandango's gimmick, they can be the bottom guys. Because yeah. Bottoms.
Bauer bottoms. I kind of wish they would just call. Can they not call them the fashion police? Is that like a trademark thing or something?
No. Well, I mean, they were already Breezango, which yeah, should be for Breeze.
They're Breezango, but they're wearing the they're doing the fucking fashion police gimmick now.
Yeah, but they're
handing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, God damn it, listen to me. They should just, they keep calling them Breezango, just call them the fucking fashion police. But I'm saying, why aren't they just doing, because they called them that once, but when the fucking title comes up on the screen, it says Breezango. It does not say the fashion police.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like a copyright thing or I feel like there's probably a show on E. I think there is called Fashion Police.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'll go on the trademark website one day and I'll let you know. I'll get back to you on that.
It's a good gimmick for those guys, you know?
Yeah.
But they just need to. I don't know. I'm not crazy about their name, Breezango.
Febreze would have been better.
Like, they're a great team, but, yeah. Like, their name sounds like shit when I say it. You know,
it is a terrible name. I hate those amalgam fucking names and shit.
Like Bennifer.
Yeah.
Ugh. I remember Stephen Colbert did a joke on Colbert Report one time where, like, William H. Macy is married to Felicity Huffman, and he called him Willicity H. Huffman or something like that. I thought that was a pretty good one.
Shout out to Frank Gallagher.
I need to get back on that show.
You do need to get back on that show. You're like a season and a half behind. This season's been tits.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this season hasn't ended yet, so you have to watch last season and then all of this.
Oh, this season hasn't. I thought this season ended already.
No. Nope. Not okay. yet.
Okay. Well, I will do that then.
Carl's going to fucking military school because he wants to be a cop. So.
Oh. Well, let's go back to NXT. I think up next was, what was it, Asuka and Mickie James?
Yes, Asuka versus Mickie James.
Yeah.
40-year-old Mickie James.
Yeah, but body be banging. So.
And she just had a baby. Yeah. I saw her baby at WrestleCon. She was pushing that shit around. Her and bitch Magnus. Yeah, I called you a bitch because you a bitch.
Because
he's
a bitch.
Remember bitch Magnus and Samoa Joe's tag team finisher?
Yes, I do. Don't fucking remind me of it. God damn.
The snap middle rope elbow drop.
Ugh, God, I hated them as a tag team. Just like zero chemistry. The worst fucking tag team move possible. Just the most like basic bitch fucking horrible move. Just, good God. That's the only thing I think of Joe that I've ever actually disliked was, and it wasn't even his fault, you know? And it wasn't even Brutus Magnus's fault either. Like, I liked him too. I liked him better with Doug Williams, though, as the British Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Doug Williams is just a fucking badass, so. That's the first time I ever saw anybody do the O'Connor role.
Really? You never watched fucking Bob Backlund matches?
I had not before then, no. I hadn't really watched many of them, no. Well, I mean, there wasn't the network, you know?
I guess.
Like, I already knew about, like, you know, I knew about Bob Backlund at that point, but it was like, a lot of the videos that I got never really had Backlund in them. Like, when I go to Blockbuster and get, like, an old video or something, Backlund never showed up in anything I ever watched.
Mm.
Same thing with Sheik. Sheik didn't show up in a lot of things I rented or whatever. So, yeah. And I rented stuff that was like Hogan and Warrior and Macho Man and stuff. But and Andre.
Baby.
Yeah. Sheiky Baby never showed up once. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I've seen some since then, but I've seen Sheik matches definitely. But
you regret it, so.
No, I don't regret watching Sheik matches. Well, it's the Sheik, baby. It's Sheiky, baby. but yeah, no, I hadn't I don't think I had seen anybody like pull off that. I thought it was the fucking coolest thing I've ever seen. I know that.
Or the O'Connor roll into the German, you mean? Not just the O'Connor roll.
Yeah, I did the O'Connor roll into the German.
Okay. Mickie James got her ass kicked by Asuka.
Big time. Oh, my baby girl. Asuka. The only woman that's going to beat her is Ember Moon. Like, it's a foregone conclusion. Like, that's the only person with enough personality. That's the only woman in NXT in the women's division that has enough personality to beat Asuka and actually, like, hold that championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe Billy Kay down the road. Maybe Liv Morgan.
Not like Liv Morgan. Dude, that text you when I saw like a bunch of fucking teenage girls dressed exactly like Liv Morgan.
Really?
Yes. Like I was waiting on the train and there was just a bunch of white bitches and their white boyfriends. All of them dressed exactly like Liv Morgan. Fucking half shirts, tights, and the backwards hats and the Jordans.
That's hilarious. Did you go up to him and be like, yo.
Her gimmick, as annoying as it is a fucking capsule of the times. And usually wrestling's like 3 years behind, but no, that bitch is like on her shit.
Yeah, so well, you know, when I think of her and I see her, like I almost see like what would happen if Enzo Amore and Bayley had a kid. Like she's got like different aspects of both of them. I feel like, I don't know.
But what from like Bailey?
She tries to talk. Well, she tries to talk, not talk like Enzo, but like give a promo like Enzo.
She has a Jersey chick.
Yeah, but she's like a, but she tries to give a promo like Enzo. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But she tries to be like the like ultimate trash talker. You know.
Mm-hmm.
The trash talk is Skywalker. Smackdown. Whatever. And then Bayley just kind of like a real white baby face. And
she looks like she's 12.
Like she seems like a heat. Yeah. So like yeah, she's
she
good,
looks like a little girl out there hopping around.
Yeah.
Instant heat with me. Instant heat.
But Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, I like what they've been doing with them.
Shout out to Lance Storm.
Yeah, shout out to Lance Storm.
Train all them Australians right
with them long ass legs. God damn, sir. Billy Kay and them long ass legs.
So Samoa Joe versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Dog.
This show would have really benefited from a Roderick Strong match, I'm just saying.
Joe did not expect Joe to win.
Yeah, me.
Like either. I was thinking the whole match, I was like, okay, this is Joe's last NXT.
The nigga ain't going nowhere.
They're gonna hold. This is what I was thinking in my head: is that like, okay, Joe's last NXT. They're gonna hold him off until after TLC. AJ's beat Dean Ambrose at TLC. AJ comes out.
We're gonna do something big for Royal Rumble though, and like Samoa Joe, as awesome as I know Samoa Joe is, and as awesome as you know Samoa Joe is, they have to fill an Alamo Dome for Royal Rumble.
Oh, I know. This was my thought process, man. Yeah. Like, I was just thinking, like, how cool would it be if, like, they didn't want to hold Samoa, like, they didn't want to take him off now and then hold him all the way till January for the Royal Rumble. So what they could do is that, like, okay, like, he's done an NXT this time. 2 weeks from now or 2-3 weeks from now is TLC. They do TLC. AJ wins. That Tuesday, AJ comes out and he's just gloating. Champ runs the camp. There's nobody else on this roster that can beat me. Boom. That's when they hit Joe's music and he fucking runs out, not runs out, but fucking walks out and gets like right in AJ's fucking face. Like, I'm waiting for that. I don't care if it happens after the Rumble or whenever they fucking do it, but I want that to fucking happen. Joe's got to be on SmackDown.
Mm.
They need him on SmackDown.
I don't know. This is what I foresee happening on SmackDown, just to jump over there for a second. I foresee, like, something happening with Bray and Orton, where Orton turns on Bray. Because I don't believe this heel turn at all.
Because he hasn't even started wearing, like, the gimmick clothes, you know? Like, he's not wearing
his clothes. Randy Orton wearing his panties.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I expect him to turn on Bray, and then he's going to be the next one to face AJ. At least until Cena comes back, because you know Cena has to be back anytime soon.
Right. I was thinking somebody brought this. I can't remember who the fuck brought this up to me. Maybe it was Brian. We were just talking or something.
Mm.
But about like, what if fucking like Randy Orton usurps Bray Wyatt as the leader of the Wyatt family? I know it'd be weird to call it the Wyatt family still. They would call it the Orton family, but like, he somehow is able to turn Luke Harper and Eric Rowan against Bray Wyatt and fucking start following him instead of Bray. I don't know. It sounds weird. I don't know how it would
work. CM Punk did that in Nexus, so.
Yeah. That's what I was, you know.
But it was awesome when CM Punk did it because he kicked Wade Barrett off a cage. And then someone made a clip of it with like the Lion King fucking playing it.
what's old Wade? Is Wade Barrett still, is he wrestling still anywhere?
I saw that nigga when he was in WWE.
Sometimes I just think about people that aren't there, and I'm just like, oh, I wonder what they're doing.
I haven't seen them pop up anywhere, so.
Yeah, neither have I. That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
He's just being Stu Sanders doing his thing.
He's been gone for like a year now.
It hasn't been a year. He was at WrestleMania.
I saw almost a year.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
Almost a year. Almost to WrestleMania, so.
Mm. 6 months.
Not a full calendar year. Calm down with your fucking technicality, no down boo overs. Like,
6 months is not almost so a year.
It's almost here.
That's half of a year.
Everything is almost here, dude. Goddamn. Like, God, with your fucking look, everything's got to be so fucking tech. You, dude. Shit.
It's not technical. We're talking a whole 6 months. That's half of a year.
What fucking difference does it make, man? It's almost here. God damn. Shut up. Movingon.org. Fucking Survivor Series was kind of a pile of shit, wasn't it?
I thought it was okay. It was Survivor Series. We had it was long as shit. We had Noam Dar and Richard Swan and TJP against Daivari, Drew Gulak, and Tony Nese.
What? What's wrong with the cruiserweights? Why isn't this shit working?
Because they're not doing anything. They're just there.
That's fuck, man. Like they keep and they keep putting them in the fucking tag team matches.
Mm.
That's not them. Like it's kind of showcasing each one of them, but then they're not having singles matches. I don't know. It's kind of a bummer.
It's like when fucking Lay's does the Duels of Flavor Challenge, and they bring out all these awesome flavors like biscuits and gravy and fucking chicken and waffles, but then they also have like some generic shit like bacon, macaroni and cheese, or like fucking mango
salsa. Something that doesn't taste like
nothing that tastes too special, and then they take away all the good shit and just leave you with the lame shit. But you're like, it's different from plain Lay's. But I kind of would like to have some of that chicken and waffle Lay's right about now. That Kota Ibushi flavored Lay's.
I had some of those. I had a bag of those. Those are pretty good.
Those are fucking amazing, but they lost to fucking bacon, macaroni, and cheese. No, they lost to garlic bread. That's what they lost to, fucking garlic bread.
Garlic bread, too. Yeah. That sounds good. Sounds good.
It wasn't better than chicken and waffles, so.
I really like. I got the chicken and waffles one, so I think there's still a full bag in the in our cupboard. So.
Now, biscuits and gravy, that one was the best, and that one won for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. That had, like, all the fucking buttery biscuit gravy goodness all in there.
So that was, like, that would have been, like, the rich swan of the potato chips.
Yeah.
But then chicken and waffles was, like, the coated bushy. Like, you knew it was good, but it was not going to stick around because they had better things to do, like play Tiger Mask W.
Yeah.
On dark matches.
Fucking do, like, weird independent shows where he fights people in monster costumes.
Yeah.
On top of City.
So the babyface cruiserweights beat the heel cruiserweights. We had Corbin Kane versus Luke Harper in a random match.
Really? This was all because I didn't watch any of the pre-show.
Yeah, Corbin Kane against Luke Harper. Kane won. We had Survivor Series 5-on-5 Holes Challenge.
Yeah.
We had Team Raw, which consisted of It's Bailey, Alicia Fox, Sasha Banks, the Kool-Aid Man, Charlotte.
I kept saying, like, when she walked out, I was like, take that guy. And then every single one of them took that fucking shirt off, except for, I think,
hers was fucking tied on, and she had them shorter pads on. I'm like, this bitch is not going to be able to get out this fucking shirt, is she?
Yeah.
And I was just like,
that t-shirt looks fucking terrible over that fucking costume that she wears.
Yeah.
Just god fucking damn awful, man.
She's bad. She's really, really bad.
She really should have. She could have benefited from a 2 in NXT.
Yeah.
I still can't believe they fucking brought her to the main roster. The only reason they did.
She shouldn't have come on TV before she was ready.
Yeah, yeah. The only reason she's fucking on the main roster right now is because she's related to The Rock.
Yeah,
like, let's be real here. She's related to The Rock. By proxy, she's related to the Usos and Roman Reigns. Like,
and related to the Wild Samoans, who were Vince's bodyguards, yeah, who used to go to Studio 54 and do cocaine in the
70s. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. Is it like Nia Jax? It's good to have, like, a fucking, like the chicks have a version of Vader, you know? Like, somebody that could be fucking big and menacing.
But
and
here's
imposing.
The secret about Vader. He's really fucking good.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking great.
That's why Nia Jax is girl Braun Strowman.
She's girl Mantar. Let's not give her that much credit.
Oh, man. She's
Womantar.
I hope she's going to learn by doing. And, you know,
did you see her match she had with Bayley on Raw a couple of weeks ago?
No.
I mean, having a fat person match is not hard. You wave your arms like this when you get hit, and that's pretty much it. She didn't do that. Like, Bayley would, like, kick her in the legs, and she would just not do anything. She would back up a little bit, but, like, leg kicks are supposed to be the Giants, like, number one weakness. Leg kicks and being choked out. But she didn't, like, lift up her leg when it got kicked or anything. Just, like, leg kick, kind of step backwards, drop kick, kind of step backwards, no arm flailing. Like, you're supposed to flail those arms. That's your one job as a fat person wrestler. Flail your fucking arms.
Mm-hmm.
Bronny the Strowman flails his arms when he's getting fucking drop kicked and shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the fucking greatest motherfucker, but I mean, he's a big man, so it's the best. That's best we can hope for. I was talking to the guy that runs the karaoke.
She has skittery feet too.
Has to get what now? What'd you
say? She has skittery feet.
Oh yeah.
She doesn't know which way to go, so she kind of like
her legs are like smaller than the rest of her body.
against Team SmackDown Live, which consisted of Naomi, Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Carmella. It's supposed to be Nikki Bella, but she's like knocked out in the back, so Natty jumps in.
Yeah, because Natty was the one that knocked her out. That's where we're going with this. Or maybe it could be Carmella. You could go both ways with that.
Yeah. Or like, it could be a new bitch.
I really love... Dude, fucking her and Nikki had a hell of a match last season.
Who, Carmella and Nikki or Natty?
Carmella and Nikki.
Okay.
Wasn't that last week?
I don't fucking know. I was kind of going through some shit last week, so... So, yeah, let's see. Let's look at these eliminations.
Alexa so,
Carmella Alexa. Gets eliminated by Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox is eliminated by Alexa Bliss almost immediately after. Uh-huh. Then Naomi gets counted out. She looked like she was going to get fucking Nia Jax counted out. Naomi was doing her thing, dives and shit, and just gets left outside the ring.
That's what Brian and I thought, that her and Nia Jackson would be a double count out. Double elimination. So, but she getting it wasn't. So.
It was not. Yeah. Sasha Banks got rolled up by Natty, which shocked me that she was eliminated so early.
Yeah.
Then Natty was big booted by Charlotte. Nia Jax tapped out to the Becky Lynch armbar. Alexa Bliss got big booted by Charlotte. And then Becky got hit with the Bayley to belly. So Team Raw wins, the survivors being Charlotte and Bay.
And then Charlotte started beating up on our Bay, which, I love Charlotte. I love Bayley more.
Yeah, Bayley's awesome.
But I don't think of her as like, ooh, she's sexy as fuck, you know? Like, she's pretty. I think of her as like, fuck yeah, Bayley, you know? like little sister. Like, she's fucking little sister Bayley. And anybody, there was a Raw like a month or two ago, and I took a picture of this guy in the crowd that was like wearing all this fucking, he was like an like older gentleman. He was like a dude like maybe my age, maybe like a year or older than me, I don't know. But he had like head to toe Bayley shit and was just like, Bayley, can I have a, or like, Bayley, I want to hug you or something. I'm just like, I took a picture of this guy, I put it on Twitter. I was like, keep this man away from Bayley at all costs. Don't let him anywhere near. I didn't like his sign. I didn't like the wordage of his sign. I was just like, that's creepy, dude. That's creepy and not cool. Leave little sister alone. Leave her alone.
We've had Sami Zayn against Le Miz.
Le Miz. This match, I mean, it was what it was. I love Sami Zayn. I love The Miz, but I don't know. Is it weird that they fucking already fucking stripped Dolph Ziggler of the fucking and Miz won it?
I don't know why they did all that shit. After he threw all that bullshit.
They did that build up. He put his goddamn career on the line. They did all this 2 weeks later. He fucking loses the title. And then he loses the title on a fucking, on a schoolboy, or not a schoolboy roll up, but a fucking roll up that Maryse didn't even push. She put her hand on the fucking Miz's ass, and that was the Miz's cue to roll over.
I thought she raked his eyes. I thought she raked Dolph's eyes.
No, she whenever they had him in Miz, or no, Ziggler rolled him up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like one, two, and Maryse like went in, and it's supposed to look like she was pushing Miz, but she like barely had his hand on his ass to push him. Mm-hmm. To be able to have enough strength with one hand to push two men at the same time. And she just like fucking like went like that. Miz rolled over and fucking like it was supposed to look like she pushed him. Miz rolled over and fucking won. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I understand it's like a babyface versus babyface, but it would have been a fucking great match, Ziggler versus Sami Zayn, I think. But it was still a good match. Like, you know, it was a fine match. Wasn't bad though. I guess shit.
Miz has gotten better at doing the figure four. Remember when he first tried that shit and he did not know what the fuck he was doing?
I'll never forget it. But I can forgive him now just because like the fucking work he's been doing lately has just been like fantastic. I've loved it. So I can forgive him for that. But I can also, but I can't forget that holy shit, he fucked up a figure four leg lock. How in the fuck do you fuck up a figure four leg lock? I'm not even a fucking professional wrestler. I could put a figure four leg lock on you right now and not have a fucking quandary about where to place the legs about, you know?
But then I watched some Dusty Rhodes matches. And watching Dusty do the figure four was just like, Dusty, what are you doing? Big Dust, come on. He did that shit like, he would do it backwards, but he would do it like all standing up. Or all at once, he didn't do the spinning toe hold and then put it in. He would just kind of like wrap your legs up and then lay down.
Weird. Right.
Look at a Dusty Rhodes figure four. That shit's wacky.
Yeah.
Let's see. But Miz won because Sami Zayn put Miz in the figure four and Maurice rang the bell and Sami Zayn celebrated. Then Miz like rolled him up.
Yeah, because remember 97 in Canada?
19 fucking years ago?
You have to do that at every fucking show we do in Canada forever from now on.
None of the kids Goldberg was picking up were alive when that happened. None of those kids' parents had pubes when Montreal happened.
Yeah.
That's how fucking long ago that shit was. But we just can't let that shit die. It's the JFK assassination of pro wrestling.
Guess if you keep fucking bringing it up, it'll make it okay what you did. But I don't know. Yeah, this.
I'm so over it.
Oh goddamn! Like I've been over it, man. I've had my time to fucking grieve about 97, man.
I mean, it's not so much of grieving; like, it's more beating a dead horse to death. I hate when I'm like listening to like fucking Observer Radio and somebody's like, oh, blah, 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 Montreal, this or that. Like, dude, come the fuck on. Like, that shit was so fucking long ago.
It doesn't even matter. I'm sick of hearing the story about it.
Whose idea was it? Did Sean know? Did Brett know? Like, was it all a work? Was it just supposed to be like a hot friend? Like, shut the fuck up. It's over.
It's over.
What is that?
Poor Matt Hardy in Indonesia.
Oh, that's your broken Matt Hardy's got
a. That was my broken Matt Hardy. It's over. Oh shit.
Spouse,
yeah, Matt Hardy's got amnesia.
I knew you'd come.
I knew you'd come. That was the best. Like, shut down all the shoot interviews because you did it. You just did the best one. You can't. You're not going to be able to top that one.
There's not going to be anything better.
Yeah. The only other shoot interview, it might be good, is CM Punk. I guess we're on the Art of Wrestling. So, I mean, what is he going to tell you that he hasn't already told Colt Cabana?
I'm pretty sure him and Cole Cabana are friends right now. Have you heard
they're
that?
They're not friends?
Yeah.
No, what? Why? I don't know.
It has something to do with the lawsuit. Something's going on with the lawsuit. But something happened, and I don't think they're friends right now. This is what I've been hearing through the internet, and someone did detective work, and they don't follow each other on Twitter anymore, so.
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
God damn it. It just ruined my fucking. I don't like hearing that at all. It's like thinking everybody's still and everybody's cool. God damn it. That kind of bummed me out.
I'm sorry, Jim. So, Tag Team Survivor Series 10 on 10, New Day, Bullet Club, Cesaro.
This match. Oh, God.
Shining Stars against Slater Rhino, Rhino Richards, as he may be seen tonight. Hype Brothers, American Alpha, Evil Usos, and Fabriz. What do you think of Babyface Rhino with no facial hair? Rhino Richards. from the early 90s or late 90s. No, early 90s. Yeah, early 90s.
Yeah.
Back when you didn't know what Sexton Hardcastle and Christian Cage.
I've never seen any of that old shit.
I've read Edge's book and there's pictures and shit.
All right.
And that's what he looked like. He had no facial hair.
He looks weird. With
long hair.
He looks weird without facial hair. This match, I was really surprised by how much I really liked it. Like, I thought it was going to be a mess. I thought it was just going to be a hot fucking mess. A ton of fucking teams. I mean, I thought, like, Box City.
They got rid of people real fast. Like, Breezango got eliminated by New Day in 45 seconds into the match.
Yeah.
Then New Day got super kicked by the Usos almost immediately after. And then we had the Hype Brothers eliminated by Gallows and Anderson with the Magic Killer.
It was a nice pacing to it. But,
Went 18 minutes and 55 seconds, so perfect length for a Survivor Series match. A perfect length for a Survivor Series match. American Alpha was eliminated by, Shining Star was eliminated by American Alpha.
But I lost my fucking mind. I loved it. That was so awesome.
Star Alliance. American Alpha was then eliminated by Bullet Club with the Magic Killer. And then Rhino gored Luke Gallows and to eliminate Gallows and Anderson. And then Slater and Rhino were eliminated by Enzo and Cass with Bada Boom Shakalaka. Mm-hmm. And then the Evil Usos eliminated Enzo and Cass with the Samoan Splash. Then we had a good match between the Evil Usos and Cesaro Miss.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. There were tequila sunrises, there were super kicks, there was more than one save, which is not allowed.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lot of fun. And then Cesaro put Jimmy Uso in the sharpshooter and tapped him out.
Yep. God damn it, I want Cesaro to just be by himself. We get it. They don't like each other. Whatever. Like, can we move on with our lives, please? I don't know what to do with Sheamus. I put him somewhere. Mm-hmm. But Cesaro needs to be up front at all times. he almost couldn't get tuxedo jacket off tonight.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That's how my Jack would have looked. Like, off a fucking Raw shirt.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping, like, he would just be able to, like once he kind of got stuck, like, right here, I kind of was hoping that he would just, because it's tear away, I thought he'd just, like, just kind of break out of it at that point.
Somebody probably switched his jackets on him.
I wonder if somebody was fucking, we ribbed him. We ribbed him back there.
Cruiserweight title match. Brian Kendrick defending against Kalisto.
Not a big reaction from the crowd. God, like, I feel... I just think about how fucking good the Cruiserweight Classic was and how awesome that was. And then they went to Raw and it was like they kind of just gave up on them, you know? Like, instantly, without even, like, I don't know, like, any provocation whatsoever. It was just I don't know, Vince is just fucking out to get him. I don't know if he's just mad at Triple H because Triple H is just fucking, like, everything he does turns to fucking gold lately. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
Vince hates tiny people, so.
Vince hates tiny people, but he loves James Ellsworth for some fucking reason, so.
Because James Ellsworth is weird.
He's a weird, he's a human oddity. That was a joke. I was listening to that, I've been listening to that, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That was a joke they did. They did a joke a couple of weeks ago about, like, Vince just, like, being just, like, in awe of, like, what is this? Is this a human being? Just, like, painting him nude. That's a good fucking show, man. I'm really glad. We're
the second best podcast at PodSlam.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. After RJ's hates rap, then Marty and Sarah.
Well, that kid really hates rap.
That nigga does not like the raps.
Like, that kid was, like, fucking fuming about it.
That's my new favorite podcast, by the way.
Have you been listening to that one?
I listen to that shit all the time. It's only, like, 20-minute episodes, so I could listen to that shit on a good shit after Taco Bell, so.
It's so crazy to me that dude didn't know who Vanilla Ice or Biggie was. Even, like, people who don't like rap, because there are other people like him that don't like rap. I feel like they at least have a passing knowledge of fucking Biggie Smalls, at least know the name of it, you know? That's why I was just like, what fucking box are you living in? So
they reviewed Informer by Snow this week, which is kind of awesome because it was immediately after I sent you and Brian that metal cover until you guys ripped that off. And then they're like, we're reviewing Informer by Snow this week. I'm like, hey, look at that. T-Bird makes things happen.
I'll have to go check out that show.
Yeah, good shit. Kalisto won because Baron Corbin interfered. Jim's favorite wrestler decided to ruin a good fucking match.
Yeah, my favorite wrestler.
He's from Kansas City, bro. That's your guy.
I don't claim him.
He is from Lenexa, so.
He ain't from my Kansas City. That's not my version of it. Oh my god. I don't know if you've seen it. This is totally off topic, but you brought up him in Kansas City. Marvel's come out with like this 50 state initiative of like alternate covers for something.
Mm-hmm.
And each state has like a fucking hero assigned to it or whatever. And so I'm going through. You guys got Beast, who apparently looks like the Universal Studios Wolfman now. Like, he doesn't, like, his hair's not sticking out, like in the 90s, and he doesn't look like a cat like he has in the last couple years. He looks like his hair is, like, perfectly, like, slicked back, like, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. You'd have to go look it up, but you guys got Beast. Who did fucking Missouri get? Somebody cool. I wish it had been Wonder Man.
Hawkeye.
Again, wish it would have been. I wish it would have been anybody but who we got. And who we got was somebody I had to go look up because I've never heard of him before in my life. Wizard. I shit you not, somebody's named Wizard and has been named Wizard since like the fucking Silver Age of comics. And I've
is
never
it just watched X-Men or is it like just all Marvel in general?
No, it's just like all Marvel. It's supposed to be like the cover says US Avengers. So it's like just like Avengers, you know, like Beast was an Avenger and so was Wolverine. So I can't remember which state Wolverine got. I'm looking
this up on the fucking Marvel Wiki.
But then, like, Deadpool had Canada. You know, I don't know why Canada was there. It's not a state, but I don't know. But we got Missouri gets Wizard. I don't know why, because his birthplace is not Missouri. His birthplace is unknown, from what I fucking looked up. He is basically, like, I mean, fuck, straight up horrible ripoff of the Flash. He's a speedster, has a terrible fucking suit with the face cut out of it. There's no mask component, and there's like Captain America wings on the side.
And there's a big get fucking Quicksilver.
Big W on his chest. I don't know why we didn't just get Quicksilver. I don't know what the fuck they got against
us. Where'd you see this?
I Googled it.
Okay, so.
I saw it on like the Marvel Facebook that they were coming out with these covers. And then I Googled it and looked them all up. All
right, this is on the Superhero Hype Forum. So, it just says TBA on Missouri. What date is this from? This is a long ass time ago. This is from 2007.
Oh, that's not what you're looking at. That's not the.
Yeah, God damn it, Jim.
That's not the right thing. So yeah, I saw that and I was just like, God damn it, like. But it could have been worse. It could have been even worse than that because, like, what was it?
U.S. Avengers. Okay, let's see.
Nebraska got somebody named D-Man, short for Demolition Man.
Fucking Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, it's not him, though. It's not that Demolition Man. And then, God, like, they brought out some, like, fucking, like, F-list characters that I've never... Like,
y'all niggas couldn't find 50 good niggas to put on these covers?
I'm just like, where's fucking, like, Speedball or fucking, like, maybe, like, fucking fill it out with a couple X-Men? Like, I don't care, man. Somebody from the fucking Inhumans. Like, there's two different Thors. There's Jane Foster Thor now, and then there's, like, regular Thor, and they both have two different
states. Does regular Thor have a real name?
Thor Odinson.
Fuck you.
Odinson.
Let's see. Hulk is New Mexico. Illinois is Beast. Pennsylvania is Doctor Strange. Vision is Washington, D.C. White Tiger for Puerto Rico. Deadpool for Canada. Why did it stop there?
Oh, you gotta scroll. It's kind of way down on the list in the images.
Yeah, but I'm on some website.
I just went to Google Images.
Okay.
Like smart people do.
Well, I wanted a fucking list, alright, Jim?
All right.
So, Survivor Series, Team SmackDown Live versus Team Raw, the niggas this time, the men's with the dicks. Accompanied by James Ellsworth, Jim's favorite wrestler of all time.
Kill me.
The reason why James Ellsworth is on your TV every week was because I made that joke, and then he came back, and he hasn't gone away since.
Thanks a lot for that.
WWE cares more about Jim's feelings than anything else in this world, and making Jim right all the time.
I don't want him there. Hopefully now that I've said, maybe it'll go away. Go away for a little while and bring him back. Like, he could be like fucking Brock Lesnar. Bring him back every once in a while.
We'll get to Brock Lesnar. So Team SmackDown Live consists of AJ, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, and Shane O'Mac taking on Team Raw. Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, Bronny the Strowman, and Seth freaking Rollins.
Bronny the Strowman.
This match was an hour long. This started at 8 o'clock.
It felt like an eternity long. Like, it felt like I've been watching
2 minutes and 55 seconds.
I felt like I've been watching that match since I was born. Like, good God Almighty, man!
The first elimination took place at the 16-minute mark.
That was too much, man. That was too much.
I'm like, y'all niggas could have put some more matches on this card.
Oh, dude, could they have ever, man? They could have figured
something out. They did not need 4 hours for this show.
Put a fucking immediate rematch of Joe and Nakamura on there or something. Like, I don't give a shit, but do something. Yeah, they filled it up with a lot of fucking filler, though. Fucking, like, Stephanie McMahon and Mick Foley backstage just fucking yammering on about Survivor Series. And then, like, go to the fucking pre-show table and have them fucking just...
So before I hit these eliminations, give me your overall thoughts on this match.
It was long.
Besides long. That, Jim, any spots you remember in particular?
The Shield. I mean, that's what's going to be remembered of this fucking match, is the Shield fucking got together and they were on the same page and they did the fucking three-man powerbomb to AJ. That was pretty cool. See them all back together on the same page. That was pretty sweet. Even though Dean's on SmackDown now.
Let's see.
I'm really glad it didn't come down to like Roman Reigns being the sole survivor, because I thought for sure he was gonna fucking eliminate Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton and fucking win and be like the one guy who survived Raw. It just doesn't that seem like something fucking Vince will come up with.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
He's wrestling Kevin Owens the next Raw pay-per-view, so.
Yeah, Kevin Owens got fucking eliminated way too quickly.
Yeah. He was the third man eliminated.
Yeah, that was stupid. He should have been there at least until, for a while at least. I mean, my God, that
so eliminations so in order. We got Dean Ambrose eliminated by Braun as a Strowman after a running power slam. Braun Strowman was eliminated via countout when James Ellsworth was holding onto his leg, who then proceeded to get thrown off of the fucking stage to a table, which is awesome. Kevin Owens was eliminated by disqualification for hitting somebody with the list of Jericho. Who did he hit?
Oh, shit. Was it AJ?
Might have been AJ. Chris Jericho, when trying to retrieve the list, got RKO'd for all his efforts and eliminated. Shane McMahon was speared by Roman Reigns and pinned out of the air. He might be dead.
Oh, yeah, no. Somebody, they both got hurt. Like, I know Roman finished the match or whatever, but he wasn't feeling good. I tell you that right now. Because I don't know, like, they kept, like, they'll show it slow-mo, and then right before they collide, they fucking speed it up, and you can't fucking see what exactly happened.
They always show the slow-mo replays.
It looked like fucking Roman, like, almost, like, headbutted Shane's shoulder.
And I saw Randy somehow, go over to talk to Shane's kids after, like, that happened.
Oh, really? Just tell him everything was cool?
I guess. Or tell him, hey, your dad had a fucking concussion.
Like, don't worry, it's fine, it's fine. But,
I'm like, Randy Orton's a nice guy to kids. Not to adults, because he fucking hates adults.
Yeah, he hates adults.
Nice to fucking kids.
But he loves the kids.
Love kids. Him and Goldberg.
Him and Goldberg awkwardly kissing his son on the mouth. let's see. Where were we at? What were we talking about?
So AJ Styles is then eliminated by Seth Rollins after being triple powerbombed through an announce table. Let's see. Seth Rollins is then eliminated by Bray Wyatt after a nasty RKO.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns eliminated by Sister Abigail.
Yes.
Your survivors were Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton.
Orton Wyatt.
This is a very long match.
Yeah. So, but like I said, like when Roman went to do that fucking like gigantic midair spear, like I think what I'm thinking is he had what it looked like he headbutted Shane's shoulder. So I think that fucking like kind of screwed him up the rest of the match.
He didn't land on his head, though. I was looking to see if he landed on his head when he landed.
I'm saying like the initial headbutt, like the impact.
I was thinking Shane. You know, I don't give a fuck about Roman Reigns.
Well, I think Roman, like when he hit Shane's shoulder, I think that kind of fucking knocked him silly for the rest of the match. And then Shane, I think that the fucking headbutt to the shoulder, I think may have fucking like dislocated his shoulder or fucked his shoulder up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the way he was laying afterwards and like how quick he was like got up off of the shoulder, you know? Stop the count. That's why I think he fucking Roman like busted his shoulder or something.
So next up we have Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. Jim, what'd you think of this match?
I don't know, man. I don't know
was
if
it
I
better
should
or worse than the one you saw live?
Almost about to say fuck, like I don't know whether I should be like really fucking mad about this match or like be like, oh, it was so funny because it was a classic Goldberg squash match. I get what they were going for.
I thought they were going for like a UFC thing.
Yeah, like I thought there was gonna be I thought it was gonna be a lot of that too.
Well, I meant like a UFC thing where it's like, yeah, this big main event and it ends in like 30 seconds because someone's so badass they just knock somebody the fuck out.
Right. But I knew they weren't going to go a full out. Like, I'm not stupid. I knew that wasn't going to happen. But like, the match, I don't think, like, went on until like 9:20. It was done by like 9:30.
Yeah, you texted me at 9:30, and like I had to pause. I was texting you this, but my phone died. I had to pause during the Survivor Series match because my grandma called me, and so when grandma calls, you kind of got to talk to her. Yeah. So I paused it instead of just letting it play on mute. And so I was like, I don't know how far behind I am, so I'm not just gonna skip ahead because I might miss a lot of shit. So I just let it go through. And you texted me like, hey, I'm on my way home. I was like, well. I was going to say, is the show over? Because Goldberg and Brock just came out. And then after I tried to send that and my phone died, the match was over. That was it.
But I think, so the match started, because I thought it would be like, oh, maybe match starts at like 9:20. Maybe it would go to like at least 9:40, 9:45, I was thinking.
But yeah, usually it's like 9:40, 5 minutes of celebration, and it's off the air at 9:45.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if I should hate it or not. I don't think I do, but it was better because I could tell that, like, they were actually giving a shit and trying this time.
Another thing is Goldberg's hurt. He actually hurt his shoulder throwing that guy on Raw.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He fucked up his shoulder doing that.
That sucks. That's too bad, but I'm thinking they do a rematch at WrestleMania. Maybe the Royal Rumble. I don't know.
I've been hearing a lot of one and done for this. Like, this is only for the video game and shit like that. Like, even when, like, Goldberg would come out, like, his key on the screen would be like a 2K logo.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know Vince and Triple H never really liked fucking Goldberg. And this is like their criticism of him, which is like one of those unwarranted, exaggerated criticisms. Like, he can't wrestle a match longer than 90 seconds. And lo and behold, would they give him a fucking 90 second match?
Yeah.
But.
I feel like it would be kind of dumb and weird to have Goldberg show up, beat up Brock Lesnar in 90 seconds, and that's it. Like, I don't know, but then again, like, you know, I'm just waiting for fucking Joe to fucking challenge Brock Lesnar.
That's why did Kid pop that shirt off? That's the real question. Goldberg's Kid. Why'd you pop that shirt off?
This is the only time it's acceptable to be shirtless in public.
Roman Reigns won't pop that shirt off, but Goldberg's Kid popped that shirt off.
Oh, Roman, Goldberg's fat kid will pop that shirt right the fuck off. No, Roman Reigns wants to keep his fucking body hidden. And again, God damn it, I wish he would fucking use that goddamn sit-out powerbomb as his finishing move.
What do they call it? Corey Graves called it something.
Crucifix powerbomb?
No, he gave it like a name. Like something driver. No, that's Seth Rollins. It's nothing punny. It sounds like what someone would have called it in Japan. Maybe like an avalanche driver or something like that. Because I know it's supposed to be Splash Mountain Powerbomb is what it's really called. When you do a fucking crucifix into a sit out at Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
They do not have it listed on here. It just has
what is it called in the game? Because that it's in the game.
I think it's called Powerbomb 7.
Is it are you sure?
No.
I think it's
sit out crucifix bomb. But he called it something else. He called it it wasn't black. I think he called it an avalanche power avalanche bomb or avalanche driver.
Okay.
But it's Splash Mountain Powerbomb or the Black Tiger Bomb.
Fucking awesome.
Is what Eddie Guerrero calls it. It's a fucking awesome movie.
And I'm like, Roman, why aren't you fucking using like more of this instead of like clothesline and spear? Superman Punch would be fine as like a fucking setup move, signature move.
I always think Superman Punch more than a spear. But the spear always gets a pop every time he does it.
Spirit, yeah, I know.
It always gets a pop. Even like people are like booing Reigns. Even at WrestleMania, yeah. When he hit that shit, everybody came unglued. When I saw it went to Payback, and AJ went for the forearm, and he speared him out of the air, it got a huge pop. Yeah, it always gets a pop.
Wrestling fans are weird. Like, we're weird.
I don't think people even remember why they boo Roman Reigns.
I boo him because he's a fucking uncharismatic hunk of shit. You know?
Do you know the real reason why Roman Reigns is booed?
He's just... I just boo him because I don't think he's very good. And I think he's overrated.
The reason why he's booed is because he's not Daniel Bryan. Right. Everybody was cool with Roman Reigns forever until Royal Rumble, when Daniel Bryan came back from his fucking neck injury.
Yeah.
And they were like, nope, we're doing Roman Reigns. Sorry, buddy. Daniel Bryan was last year. And everybody was like, nope. Yeah. Fuck.
That isn't.
And ever since then, he's been booed. And that's the root, is that fucking reason.
And to be fair, that is a pretty good reason to be fucking booed, though.
But who is Daniel Bryan besides Daniel Bryan?
He's Daniel Bryan, though, man. He's America's favorite boy.
He's an American.
America's dragon. God, like, I'm still holding out hope of all hopes that they're able to fix whatever is wrong with his head.
I hope he succeeds in getting himself fired by saying random off-the-wall shits on fucking Talking Smack.
I know.
Go to fucking wrestle Tanahashi in the Tokyo Dome.
That's another theory I had. I was thinking about that same thing, and I'm like, I wonder if he's saying all this fucking crazy outlandish shit that they're not supposed to say on WWE television just so they'll fire him so he can go wrestle somewhere.
Because the only reason he's fucking commissioner is because they made him do it because he's under contract and they won't release him.
Yeah.
But he did an interview where he said, Miz is wrong. I wouldn't be wrestling in bingo halls. I'd be wrestling in Tokyo Domes.
Oh,
and I
God.
Got instantly hard.
Oh, God. Daniel Bryan versus fucking Shibata.
Dude, I just thought that. Like, Shibata, Daniel Bryan. What?
Those kicks?
I got Shibata on my screen right now because I'm playing fucking 2K17 and Shibata's about to wrestle Fujinami. Daniel Bryan versus Shibata.
Daniel Bryan versus
Tanahashi.
Daniel Bryan versus Kenny Omega.
Daniel Bryan versus Tomohiro Ishii.
Oh. Daniel Bryan versus Togi Makabe.
Versus Makabe Togi.
Makabe Togi. God, Daniel. Goto.
Naito.
Naito. Sonata. Bushi. Not evil. No. Keep it.
Daniel Bryan versus Juice Robinson.
Juice Robinson. Daniel Bryan. You know, Daniel Bryan versus
David Finlay. Oh.
Dude. Because you've said it, and I've watched him and I've seen it, and I'm like, I agree with you. That kid is the next Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. That kid is another something. Kid. Once he fucking taps into that and goes to that next level, he's going to be the fucking man.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, Fit Finley fucking passed on some good genes.
Yeah. I mean, fourth generation wrestler, this is not.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen all the time.
Well, it does not.
There's like two of them. It's him and fucking Shaw Guerrero. Mrs. Aiden English.
Mrs. Aiden English. Wait. Hold on. Eddie Guerrero's daughter is married to Aiden English?
Yes, sir.
Or is what, English?
Yeah, they're married.
Is that Aiden's daughter?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Aiden English is the last Guerrero, so... through marriage.
You'd think they'd fucking treat him better.
Yeah.
Think they'd maybe let him get their fucking entrance on TV. Their entrance that was made for TV. Made for their whole entire fucking gimmick. What makes their gimmick make sense.
Anything you got to say before we get out of here, Jim?
Treat the Von Villains better. Put the entrance on TV. Any final thoughts?
We got to get some more of these shows out there in the world for these people to listen to, because people ask me all the time, like, When's your podcast coming back? I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know.
All them ladies are just like, oh, we really like the dulcet tones of Jim's voice. We want to sit on his face.
Dude, all the ladies want Big Jim.
All ladies want Big
Jim. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off no Lone Ranger. And all the ladies love Big Jim. That's the rules of the world, right?
That's the world. That's my rules. Those are my rules. The rules of Jim. Drink it in, man. Final thoughts. I'm glad we're getting back to it.
I missed you, Jim.
I miss you too, brother.
Too sweet, right quick.
Too sweet. Too sweet. Boom. Oh, it's out there. Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Thanks for not stopping me in the middle of fucking Austin impressions and telling me I can't do Austin.
Oh, yeah, no Austin impressions. Fuck Steve Austin.
Fuck you.
I went to MC Lars Megaran concert a few weeks ago, which is kind of awesome because I asked MC Lars, first time I saw him live, he would do the show. And, like, he always remembers me, which is really fucking cool of rappers that you love and all the CDs that you were in college to remember who you are and shit. And remember you, not even just who you are and that you have a podcast, but remember you by fucking name. Like, how fucking cool is that? Like, this dude's like, hey, this is Tyler. He has an awesome podcast. I'm like, dude, that warms my heart.
It's a podcast with a dumb white friend.
With Big Nigger Jim. Because all the ladies love Big Jim.
All ladies love
Big Jim. LLBJ.
Lance loves blowjobs. That also comes to me. Oh, Jesus God.
Santa Jesus God.
Santa Jesus Christ.
Watch that Trailer Park Boys take over Europe. Have you watched that
yet? I've watched some of it. I think I've watched like...
It reminds me of like that video game Mario is Missing, where like you think you're about to play this awesome Mario game, but then you get educated like fucking secretly.
Like Carmen San Diego, they snuck it in on you.
Yeah.
You got here, bitch. What was it the other night? Some woman in a fucking truck cut me off in traffic, and I was like, D, you goddamn bitch.
D's a bird.
D, you're a bird. I feel like you've used that before, but no.
Shut up, bird.
Shut up, bird.
Follow T Bird Black on Twitter at Rock Wrestling PC. Follow Big Nigga Jim on Twitter at
Sweet Jim Reaper.
You can email us rockwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, don't forget the show is available on the iTunes, on the Stitcher, on the Podcast Addict. I want to be on Spotify, but Spotify is a bunch of haters. Fuck Spotify.
We're hating Spotify.
Couple haters.
It ain't a good look on you, man.
It ain't a good look, Spotify. But go to Stitcher. Go to iTunes. Even though I don't fuck with Apple, but iTunes, they recognize real. Check out Myman on Twitter at Myman Fishbomb. When's his baby coming?
February. Not sure the date.
Yeah.
The tentative date is February. And
corrupt that nigga before he becomes a daddy. He only has so much time left on this world as a free man.
They're getting the baby's room together. They've got, dude, they have diapers beyond your wildest dreams, dude. They've got boxes and boxes of fucking diapers.
They realize this fucking infant is going to grow and those diapers aren't going to fit anymore, right?
That's why he's got, like, for fucking two stages.
Really?
He's got stage one and stage two.
He's gonna need like four stages because babies grow fucking fast.
He made a joke that fucking stage two diaper sounds like a disease. So we just
has he already arranged like Power Rangers and Batman's for the kid to play with? Is it a boy or a girl? I can't remember.
Oh, what they're having a boy.
That's what I thought, little Myman Jr. Get some Power Rangers and Batmans up in that piece. Raise
I'll be handling that.
You'll be handling the nerdification of this small child.
I'm sure to get some resistance from Myman, but I also don't care.
Make sure the kid watches all 90s kids sports movies.
Yeah, yeah. All 90s kids
sports. And Sandlot and Little Giants.
I'm just going to start putting together like playlists, like daily playlists, and it'll be the Disney afternoon. So like every day
I watch more Darkwing Duck than any kid of his generation.
It's always the same block except for Friday when Gargoyle shows up.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. or like the Super Mario Brothers Super Show when Link was on Friday.
Yeah.
When Zelda was on Friday.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Oh, I said that to my mom once. Once and only once, dude.
They got your ass whoop.
Oh my, dude, like worked over. My mom fucking, dude, she was not having it that day, and it was like late. Like we got home late from doing some, I don't even remember. And she said, told me to go to bed, or I had said something. And I don't know. I said it. Woof.
I heard none of your beeswax on Are You Afraid of the Dark once, and I pulled that shit on my mom. That was the end. We were driving too. She pulled that car over quick.
What the fuck? Oh god. Like I can like all I can see is like her like chasing you around the car and just like kicking you in the ass.
Oh no.
And you're like,
I was not running. She pulled that car over. She opened that door and whooped my ass in the car. Like
just constant got
back
kicks in
and we went back on our destination. Good times. Kids don't get their ass beat nearly enough.
Yeah. I remember
more than ass beat. Yeah. Not when my dad did it because it wasn't okay because he only showed up to deliver ass whooping. So fuck that guy. He didn't make lemon squares every now and then. My mom made the lemon squares, so the ass whoopings were okay.
I got aggravated while playing Battletoads one time, and my mom had told me to turn off my Nintendo or something, and I think I backtalked her, or I said the word damn. I can't remember, but I remember getting my ass beat. I know that.
But Rob, Raphael said it.
It was like Raph said it. Yeah, exactly. That's where I got it from, was the fucking Turtles movie. Oh, God. And then, I couldn't play Battletoads up anymore after that. She wouldn't let me play Battletoads anymore, which was fine because it wasn't even my game. I had rented it. And we had it for like a whole week, and we rented it from the convenience store down the street in Pearlview.
Not even a fucking Blockbuster.
Nope. It was back when the fucking they rented movies, and it was all like up to date fucking movies. And you just go right down to the convenience store there in Fairview. We called it the Little Store.
The Little Store. You just go there.
The Little Store.
Oh, okay.
LITLE.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the case. The official name is KCI Quick Shop, but everybody in town just calls it the Little Store. And
is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there. Yep.
Still in video games.
No, God, they haven't done that in fucking 2 decades at least.
When I was at Los Angeles on summer vacation, we actually rented movies from a grocery store. It's fucking weird.
Oh, yeah, we had that too.
Yeah. But this is LA.
Yeah. Oh, in LA.
Yeah. Compton.
Well, I guess it's weird in LA.
Yeah.
I guess it's not sitting weird to me because, I mean, we had it. So I just assume why wouldn't everybody have it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we went to fucking Blockbuster Hollywood Video, wanted to rent a movie, wouldn't rent that shit from fucking Piggly Wiggly.
I only went to Hollywood Video when I was desperate to find something. Like, I don't know. Hollywood Video to me was like slumming it. I had a card, but
Blockbuster was a place to be. You had that box of the cards. You looked at fucking like, shit.
It was cleaner. It was brighter. You walked into Hollywood Video and it's like they had like the film strip things painted on the wall, but they didn't have like a huge selection.
It's the punk rock video store. That's what it was.
Yeah. I remember I rented, I can't remember what, if it was like Transformers Armada or something, but I rented it. It wasn't very good. That's a good story, but you know, there we go.
All right. That's been our show, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
They always used to waive late fees. I remember that.
Who used to have late
fees? Like, Hollywood Video, they would waive late fees. Like, if you're just like, I'm not able to pay for it right now. I really want, you know, I'm here to rent this movie. I can't pay for it right now. They would fucking, like, constantly, like, not take late fees.
Nice.
Like, yeah, it was great. But rock and wrestling. We'll see you next week. I don't know.
For Nigga Jim, I'm Tyler Black. This is another episode of The Rock. Hey. Just do it as Jim. Just do it as Stone Cold ain't paying these bills. Stone Cold ain't taking me back 1 red cent for doing Stone Cold impressions. And we do the best Stone Cold impressions.
You pay your own bills. And wrestling.
This has been another episode of The Rock.
And wrestling.
I want you to do it with some happiness in your voice next time, Big Jim. You can be happy being Big Nigga Jim. Big Nigga Jim is the greatest person I know on this fucking planet. If you ask me.
Get out of here.
You're way cooler than Stone Cold, and you have a better beard. Remember when that nigga didn't have a mustache in that movie? Big Jim would make those sacrifices.
Yeah, romance. I'll never forget when Austin didn't have the goatee, because it scarred me for life. Like, I can still see it.
That's our show, guys. Come on.